Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Ryder.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll enjoy all of the features there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Mark's still out, still in Florida. I think he is expecting to be back tomorrow. And boy, is he missing a lot. Ryder, I'm sure you've been following today's goings-on. It has been crazy.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here tonight in the studio. During the day, though, I've had very busy days over the past week, so I haven't been able to get out to the events you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to be filled in by you, such as the listeners are as well. I only have a little bit of information from what came through the Keen 411 networks.
The news here, and of course, as you know, we discussed last night, Pete Ayer from the Liberty on Tour, from libertyontour.com, was arrested yesterday in court as he was sitting and watching or preparing to watch a trial or a couple of trials of some other activist friends. He was sitting there and they threatened him for wearing a hat in the courtroom. He questioned their policy and they proceeded to arrest him. They proceeded to take him away from that place. They told him to leave, but they never gave him a chance to leave. He was basically told to leave and grabbed at that point and put under arrest. After that,
It was the judge that said take the hat off, or was it
the man of the robe was not in the courtroom at the time. It was the one of the court security officers who targeted Pete, and then there were a couple of other Keene police cops. We're here in Keene, New Hampshire. A couple other Keene cops that jumped in to basically assist in.
All right.
The police actually made the arrest. The bailiff did not.
Because I know the judge has let hats in the courtroom slide before because he didn't want to deal with it.
Well, he let the. That's true. I think I'm recalling that now. But he actually didn't say anything to the Keene police officer. No one said anything to the Keene police officer who came in later with a hat on. Anyway, there's video footage of all this over at freekeene.com and copblock.org. And there's going to be some fresh video footage put up here at freekeene.com in just a little bit. I'll let you know when that's available of what happened today. So Pete was taken out of there yesterday. He refused to give his name and any information to the police. So therefore, he was being held as John Doe in jail. The jail was getting an outpouring of calls. I believe a bunch of people were calling the prosecutor's office as well as the Keene police court to express their displeasure that this peaceful man who was doing nothing more than sitting quietly in this courtroom wearing a hat, expressing their support for him.
And if people don't believe that people are actually call flooding these places, I heard as soon as someone mentioned Pete's name, they were hung up on. Or if they asked about John Doe, I guess they were hung up on. So
I know I tried calling and I got a all circuits are busy message. I couldn't even get through. So the activists are pouring out with their support because Pete and Ademo are really great guys. They are very visible in the Liberty scene. They've driven around the country over at libertyontour.com, and they've toured around. They've done meetups. They've met with liberty-minded people. They've done outreach. They've done some activism around the country. And they came here to Keene to spend the wintertime and to kind of prepare for their next journey, which was supposed to happen later on this year, and also deal with some charges they were facing in Massachusetts. Now they're both in jail, as Ademo was arrested earlier today. We came out this morning bright and early to attend the arraignment for Pete on the charges of, we're not even sure, I think disorderly conduct is one of them, resisting arrest. On those charges he was arrested for yesterday. And so we came out, we entered the courtroom, and at one point during the arraignment, which was held by video.
Well, now hang on. He was being charged with disorderly conduct, like you said. He's not being charged with any sort of contempt of court or breaching court policy.
Pete Ayer is not being charged with any of
those
things.
Or anything like that, which is just goes to show they just charge you with disorderly conduct if you don't follow what they say, which is take your hat off or leave.
That's pretty much it. It's a disobedience charge, essentially, and it is one of their favorites, not just here in Keene, but across the country. Disorderly conduct is a favorite charge of the police. So a bunch of activists showed up this morning to support Pete. Of course, we realized when we got there that it was likely going to be a video arraignment, as Pete was being completely non-cooperative yesterday when he was arrested. They had to drag him out of the courtroom. So probably they didn't want to have to drag him back into the courtroom, so they just had a video arraignment and basically used an internet connection from point to point to where they had a video camera on the judge and one on Pete. The video camera, of course, doesn't point at the crowd in the courtroom, so he was completely unaware of how many supporters were there for in support of him. But during his arraignment, Ademo just couldn't handle it, just couldn't handle the sick... this sick kind of sociopathic system that we're all being forced to live underneath. And he spoke out. And he spoke out in a very frustrated manner. And some will disagree with the words that that he chose to use. We can't play them back on the air because they, you know, would probably violate our radio station's indecency policies. But suffice it to say, he saw this system of so-called justice being perpetrated on his peaceful friend and was pretty sickened by this. He stands up and he makes a statement to that effect and then proceeds to attempt to leave the courtroom. That's when he was arrested for so-called contempt of court. Mm.
Okay, yeah, I saw the video of this, and what he said was absolutely disruptive. We have to admit that it was disruptive, it was disrespectful. Of course, I'm not saying the system is worthy of respect, but they think it is.
Exactly right. And they not only think it's worthy of respect, they're willing to put you in a cage if you don't respect it. Effectively, our friend Ademo, who was going to be on the show tonight co-hosting, is in a cage because he spoke.
Right. Well, he disrupted the system. But as I understand it, I'm not a lawyer.
But they could have just ejected him from the courtroom.
Right. I understood contempt of court had to follow three steps. You had to be warned you were about to be held in contempt. Then you had to continue your current behavior. And then you had to be given your right of allocution to try to dissuade the judge from holding you any longer. And he was never warned, as I understand
correct.
It.
Correct. You learned, I believe you learned about that from my case when I was sentenced to contempt, and you actually complained to the Judicial Conduct Committee about this, and you had looked up the rules, I think, and found this out.
Yeah, I forget where I found that out specifically. Part of it was probably your case, but other people have been held in contempt under the same judge, so over time I've gone to understand it a little better.
Right, and he did not do he did not give any sort of warning. It was just an immediate, that man is under arrest. And so they cuffed him, and Ademo was a little more, I guess, compliant than Pete. He walked out of the courtroom. He did give his name, but none of that saved him from 60 days in jail.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He did. He was brought back in for the so-called right of allocution, which is basically where you're allowed to grovel in front of your master, the man in the robe. You are allowed to essentially speak your case, you know, as to why you were doing what you were doing in an attempt to affect the man in the robe's sentencing of you. And it was interesting during this, and again, this video is going to be up here. We'll announce it when it's ready. It's processing right now on YouTube. But it's interesting watching the way this all plays out because, you know, this guy totally didn't, he didn't cause any actual issues. He didn't attack anybody. Somebody made the point that you could actually hit a cop and probably get less time in, you know, maybe not too hard, but like push a cop or something like that.
You can at least block a cop car and get less time.
Yeah, I mean, 60 days for effectively offending the man in the robe. But that was one of the interesting parts of the video, is the guy in the robe, the so-called judge, he claims at one point Ademo apologizes to him for hurting his feelings. It wasn't his intention to hurt his feelings. It was just his opinion about how the court is and, you know, what was going on there. And the man in the robe made the statement that, well, it's not his feelings that were hurt. It was the court.
The court found it disruptive, but the judge didn't, which, of course, is one in the same.
Yeah, it was disruptive to the court. But he made it very clear that he believes in this kind of fantasy where if you put a robe on, you become the court. You've been anointed. You have to be anointed by the governor.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put the robe on, you are no longer Ed Berg, the man. You are the court. And it's just... he tries to make this point on the video, and it's such a strange ritual and such a strange religion. 800-259-9231. So both our friends, Ademo and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com, right now sitting in cells. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. If you've got a smartphone, you can visit our mobile site if you need to. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get access to that. It'll give you quick links to our streams and podcasts and more, go to m.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. And, of course, over at freetalklive.com, you'll also find ways to interact with other listeners, like creating the actual content for the website. It's a social bookmarking site that allows you to vote up or down on things that you like and submit news or videos or something like that to the site so other people can vote on it. And you can go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We're recapping for you what transpired today. Or I guess I am, because you weren't there, Ryder. You had to. You're a working man, and you were at the office today.
That's true.
Which is one of the nice things about being here in New Hampshire, is that if you can't make it to something, some sort of an activist thing, because I'm here as part of the Free State Project. You happen to be a New Hampshire native. But it's nice to be here around so many other people that care about freedom, because if you have to work, it's no big deal. There are usually people who are, you know, they've got the morning off, or they've got the day off, or something. They are available to go to whatever it is that needs to be attended. And actually, this morning, there were a couple of different things going on at the same time in two different courts. And we're just talking about in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know what's going on in the rest of the state. There may be other things happening across New Hampshire, but at least here, the activists actually had to split up, and we were able to do it. We had at least a half a dozen people in both courtrooms today, and so that was cool. The other courtroom was what they call a preliminary pretrial for a trespassing trial, which is a bunch of nonsense. And it really wasn't very interesting at all. It was pretty much like a lawyer feeding frenzy, where the prosecuting attorneys and the defense attorneys talk with the judge about setting dates for deadlines and things like that. It was entirely uneventful and, a way to essentially spend 2 hours doing virtually nothing. Luckily, smartphones exist now, and it makes things a little more productive while being in a courtroom. So that was kind of the other thing that was going on today, and it's great that we already have enough people to attend these things, but it sure would be nice if there were more people here to make even more possible, and we're really going to see what's going to be possible coming up in the next few years up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which we'll tell you about more. But our friends Pete and Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com, they're both now in a cage. Pete is in a cage because he was wearing a hat in a courtroom. Ademo is in a cage now because he spoke in a courtroom. Mm-hmm. And it really is, it's just so crazy. I mean, this is supposed to be the land of the free, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Apparently, that's supposed to apply when it comes to the government, but not in their courtroom.
Now, Adam, the one with the hat. No, not the one with the hat. Adam is the one with the contempt for speaking out.
Correct. That's Ademo, yes.
He was held by Judge Burke and then held by the police for a little bit, and then I presume brought back in to have a right of allocution with Judge Burke.
That's correct.
Who is the court. So they could have brought in another judge, I guess, theoretically, to hear this case on an unbiased level, but no, they appeared in front of the same exact court.
Have they ever done that? Have they ever brought in another judge for a contempt
hearing? I'm not saying they ever have, but if this system is supposed to be about justice and fairness, Judge Burke is the one accusing him of having been contemptuous of court, and then he goes back in front of Judge Burke. So I see major problems with that.
Absolutely. There are those conflicts of interest all throughout their system. Even beyond that, of course, you're typically being tried by the state. You're being judged by the state.
Right.
And in many cases, people are defended.
Now, Adam is already sentenced to 60 days.
Correct.
Whether or not he'll serve 60 days is still up in the air, because you were sentenced to 180 days. No, you were sentenced to 90 days. We've had another activist sentenced to 180 days. Neither of you served the full term.
So, yeah, will he stay in for the 60 days?
I don't know. We could start filing motions and trying to get Adam out of jail, whether that's what he wants or not. I guess that's still up in the air.
Not sure. I do understand that there has been a local attorney, Lance Weber, who has been in touch with him. So we will be able to find out over time what he wants.
Now, as far as Pete goes, though,
and we're going to try to get him on the show at some point.
He's not sentenced to anything yet.
Correct. Well, Pete is essentially being held pending trial for the so-called disorderly conduct of wearing a hat in court.
Is there a trial date set?
Not that I know of.
And he's not identifying.
He is not. They know who he is,
right.
But he is not giving any further information. He's not given them his name, but they
know
it.
And he's going to get a lot of criticism for doing this, because we've been over this several times before with Sam, with, I think, it happened with a couple other activists that they just wouldn't identify.
People want you to obey. And they want you to bow down.
But what do you say to someone who just says, you know, Pete should identify? If he wants his day in court, identify, get out, work on your case, and then come back to court and defend yourself.
I don't blame him for not wanting to submit to their process. I mean, he doesn't see what they're doing as legitimate in any way, so I don't think he feels... I obviously can't speak for him, right? So I don't think that he feels like he can help them legitimize their system by playing right into it.
But he has submitted to an extent, because he showed up to trials, not in Keene, maybe, but in other states. And I face this myself. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to not consent to their system, I have to completely not consent to their system and not show up to their court dates, et cetera, and not show up to jail if they send me to jail.
Mm.
And I figured that was not practical.
Well,
so to an
I don't
extent,
think you have to go it all the way, right? I mean, some different activists over the years have gone different lengths as far as their level of non-cooperation with their captors. I mean, in the case of Pete, he decided to go completely limp, and you know, he had to be dragged out. He's not cooperating. We don't know if they had to drag him over to the video feed today at the jail. We're not sure about that. Maybe he is being a little more cooperative in jail. Who knows? Some people are more cooperative in jail than they are on the outside. That's how I was when I was arrested. I was arrested 3 times this year, and when I was put in jail, you know, I was very nice to the people, and I'm always nice to the government bureaucrats, but I was much more cooperative with the guys running the jail than I was with the people who actually did the arresting. So I think there are different levels of cooperativeness, and of course, the more cooperative you are, the so-called easier it is on you. But on the other hand, if you aren't cooperative, then it really tips their hand, and it shows, look what these people are willing to do. They're willing to hold this man who was entirely peaceful, who had not harmed another human being, in a cage for essentially an indefinite period of time until they decide to have this trial, which could be whenever. It may be a few months before they decide to, you know, actually hold a trial for Pete. I totally understand what he's doing. It wouldn't be right for me, because I've got other things that are on my plate that I need to get back to. Pete has the ability, thank goodness, to spend this kind of time doing this. Otherwise, he may not have been as disobedient.
But he could be out and also posting videos and preparing a defense for himself as well.
He could be. It's obviously a little more difficult to prepare a defense from jail, and certainly can't post any videos, but there are people on the outside that are handling that. I'd like to get your thoughts at 800-259-9231 as more liberty activists being put in jail up here in New Hampshire. And, of course, there's a movement afoot which will involve a bunch of more people coming up here and getting active in various different ways, not just civil disobedience, but also politics and other things. Play more of the Free State Project in a bit. We'll also take your calls about anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet wafers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
Ryder.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there for free. 800-259-9231 is, again, our number, the site. You can enjoy some of the features that include our bulletin board system. Allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, like Pete and Ademo are likely going to do, they don't seem like the kind of guys that lawyer up in these instances.
A lot of the keen activists go pro se.
Jurisdictionary is, of course, jurisdictionary.com, rather, is, of course, for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize their legal fees and maximize winning by knowing exactly what should be being done in their name. It works for plaintiffs or defendants and costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and is so easy an average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we go to your phone calls, our friends are in jail right now, and Marciano is on the line in Texas.
Hey, hey Ian, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Ryder's here, too.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Listen, man, I saw the videos, and, man, those guys are disgusting, man. I mean, they,
which guys?
Well, what are they doing to these innocent people?
You talking about the court people, the court, the bailiffs and the police that arrested Ademo and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com?
Exactly. I mean, and the guy in the black dress wasn't even there. I mean, what's the deal? Why did he bother them?
Well, he didn't bother them. It was the bailiff, and they have their rules, and they're arbitrary, and the arbitrary rules say that you aren't allowed to wear a hat when you're in the room called a court. Now,
I don't think that rule applies when it's not the court, because that very same room here in Keene, New Hampshire, is a multi-purpose room. During the daytime, it is the district court, and the state of New Hampshire pays the city of Keene rent to rent that portion of that floor out.
They used to pay rent. Keene gave it to them.
Really? They waived the
lease
rent
or something.
You guys, that's your room, because with your tax money, that's your room.
Well, that's a nice thing to say, but I think the reality of the situation is they completely control that room during the daytime hours. Then after 4 o'clock, they actually empty it out, and you can walk right in there and sit in the judge's chair.
I've been out back, and I saw Judge Burke's nameplate out back before.
Really? Out in the parking lot?
No, in the back rooms are opened after 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it just opens right up. You could go and have your own little kangaroo court if you wanted to. It's so funny. And then afterwards, of course.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
Well, any support you guys need, we have the RGV No State website. Just send it on to us, and we'll gladly post it on there for you guys.
Well, I don't know if, there are a lot of people listening. Maybe they'll send it to you, but if you want, there are, all kinds of details over at copblock.org. That's one of the primary locations to get information about what's going on. There's also a free Ademo and Pete Facebook group where there's quite a bit of planning and activism going on. So if you are wanting to help, then I would recommend seeking those things out. And thank you, Marciano, for the call.
Okay, tonight. Yeah. I mean, but is it okay if we post that on our website? Is that okay?
You never have to ask permission to post anything that we do that I know of on your site. So, by all means, post away and share and all of that. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Boy, I can't imagine. I mean, I guess it's a nice thing to do, but I can't imagine asking permission from everybody that I want to repost something from on the internet. If you make a blog post or a video or something like that, and I like it, I'm going to put it on my blog, and I'm going to give you credit for it. And
yeah, as long as you give credit, I think it's a respectable thing to do. You shouldn't have to ask.
Absolutely. I'm going to link to the original video. I'm going to link to the original blog, and I might copy them onto my site, too.
That's how information spreads on the internet. If you had to ask someone every time you reposted a YouTube video, no videos would ever go viral, ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people make millions off viral videos.
So please, don't ask my permission. Anything you find on any of my websites, freetalklive.com or freekeen.com, please repost. LRN.fm is designed for you to rebroadcast. Take the content, use it in whatever way helps you. 800-259-9231. So we continue here with an update on what has been going on. As I mentioned, copblock.org, a great place to go to get information. Ademo is one of the bloggers over at CopBlock, and luckily there are other people that are helping out with the site, so they're able to kind of keep things going at full speed, basically. There's a good team of folks over there, and of course there's a lot more to CopBlock than just following what Ademo and Pete are up to. Of course, your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Do you think that somebody should be put in a cage for 60 days for saying some not-so-nice things in a courtroom? Does anybody think that? I'm sure you're out there. We had the apologist call in last night for excusing the court for putting Pete in a cage for having a hat on. So surely somebody out there thinks it's, you should have had 180 days for saying the F word in court. I would imagine those people are out there. If you are, please feel free to share your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
Well, someone like that would be someone that respects the system to its fullest extent, but you still can't respect this system. Even if you did, there's no justice here because he wasn't brought in front of another judge. He wasn't given his warning on contempt. So even if you respect the system, I believe the system was a little bit circumvented here. And
well, is it respecting the system, these people, or are they worshiping the system?
I guess it would get close to the level of worshiping the system, but that's because you believe the system is fair and works, and it doesn't look fair in this case.
I am sorry. It is not. I completely agree with you. Not only in this case, but in so many cases. In so many cases is this system essentially turned against the very people that it portrays itself as assisting. Serve and protect. Well, really, they're there to serve and protect the state. And the second video, which, for whatever reason, YouTube is taking forever to process, I swear to you, we'll have it up at some point and let you know. But the second video, after Ademo is taken away, there's a bit of a commotion in the court as Meg, our Saturday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, basically you know, demands that these bailiffs actually do the right thing and release this man, release this peaceful man who has not harmed anyone else, to take him out of the clutches of this judge, to do the right thing. And of course, the men in the, you know, the uniformed men and the men wearing the blazers refuse to do anything to assist her, and they instead demand that she leaves the courtroom. And eventually, she and the rest of us do end up leaving. But it really makes it crystal clear who they're really there to serve. I mean, she was requesting that they assist her and that they, you know, do something for her and protecting and serving and, you know, keeping the peace. But no, they're there to serve the man in the robe, and they're there to you know, protect and serve their masters and the legislature and the various other bureaucracies.
Okay, but what are they gonna do? I'm not saying
mean the cops.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Meg was
the
bad.
Right thing. They could release the man
and then arrest the judge.
I don't think anyone was asking for that.
But the man was ordered arrested by the judge.
True,
and these police. Maybe they should do it. Maybe morally they should risk their jobs to release someone that they've been ordered to arrest.
Right. Well, they're clearly going to risk their jobs. You're right about that. I don't think anybody wanted them to arrest the man in the robe. I think they would have been happy with just letting the peaceful man out of their clutches, basically. And, yeah, that would essentially mean they'd probably lose their jobs. And I don't blame them for being cowardly, maybe
right.
Is the right word. I don't blame them for being cowardly. They've got families they need to feed. They've got mortgages they need to pay, and they've been used to working in these jobs for their whole lives. But at some point, when will enough be enough? When will they decide that they can no longer morally engage in this behavior? Because it is incredibly, in my opinion, immoral behavior.
Well, unfortunately, it's not going to click. One day in a courtroom, it's not going to click
in their head.
And they're not going to release someone. And it took Brad Jarre to someone who agreed with you 4 to 5 years from the time he started agreeing with you to the time he had to morally quit his police work.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a short process. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I don't think anybody really expected Meg to get her wishes in that particular case, but it was a very stark example of them protecting and serving the state instead of you and I. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. And the toll-free number again, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Doesn't have to be just about Liberty On Tour's Pete and Adam, who are currently in cages. And at some point, hopefully, we'll be able to hear from them. Odds are it won't be tonight. We've still got to get a landline phone number out to them so they can call from the jail's phones. 800-259-9231 is the number you can call. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the so-called justice system that we have, as a couple of our peaceful friends from LibertyOnTour.com were arrested today and yesterday. Details are up over at copblock.org, and some fresh video coming soon, I promise. I'm re-uploading it to YouTube. Maybe they'll actually process this one correctly. I'm still letting the other one process, too. So patience, and we'll get you some video of what happened today. You can check that out on your own time. Meantime, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to John, listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was just listening about the judicial problems that you guys are having, and my family's going through the same exact thing. I'll try to be real quick, but there's a judge in the 9th Judicial District in northern Minnesota that's been brought up on ethics charges, been brought up to the 9th Judicial Review Board, and every time it happens, nothing gets done. Hmm. And the reason is, in Minnesota, the ethics board consists of 4 judges, 3 lawyers, and only 2 lay people.
Oh, yeah.
So the judges won't do nothing to the judges, and the lawyers won't do nothing to the judges because they got to go in front of them in their court.
That's right.
They only have 2 lay people. And we're trying to get legislation going through right now to change those laws. And another big problem in this state is that half of these judges end up being appointed. And they sit on the bench forever, and they wait for a governor that has their political views. And then they retire in midterm, so that governor appoints them so that their political views, or appoints a new judge that has the same political views. And our Constitution says that all these judges are supposed to be elected. And they're getting around this, being elected by this system.
Oh, yeah, they get around anything they want to. Up here, they actually have it in their rules where they can waive any of their rules anytime. It's incredible.
you know, I don't know if I can say this to get bleeped out or whatever, but the judge's name is Lois Lane. And if you go to the All Judges Forum and you pull it up, you'll see what people feel about her and how many people. She's so biased that it's unbelievable. And this isn't just criminal cases where guys have been thrown in jail because they screwed something up or whatever that have sour grades. These are good people, custody battles, civil suits, all kinds of stuff. And mine happens to be a 26-year-old daughter that ended up in a coma through a disease called blastomycosis. And the sperm donor father files for emergency ex parte child endangerment. We go into the hearing, and he gets on the stand, and the judge asks if the child's in danger. And he says, no, no, they take wonderful care of her. She's awesome. And the judge listens to that part of the story. But later on, we find out the judge's stenographer is best friends with this kid's mom. He's a 7-time convicted felon. Meth, possession of meth, intent to sell.
The stenographer?
And the judge...
Just a point of information. You're saying the stenographer is a meth head?
I think the stenographer's son.
No. The stenographer was best friends with this young man that's trying to get custody. And he's a 7-time convicted felon, meth, possession of meth, and intent to sell. And this judge gave this 5-year-old little girl to this kid.
Wow.
And his girlfriend, fiance, is a 3-time convicted.
Now, where is this? Which court is this?
The Ninth Judicial Court. In Grand Rapids, Minnesota, Itasca County.
So it's a state-level court, then, is what it is.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
And this isn't the first time this judge has had this type of problem, but nothing gets done to her.
Well, it sounds like the good old boy network is alive and well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I'll give you one more real quick deal. Mm-hmm. We can prove the stenographer in the courtroom, I paid $365 for the transcript.
Ye gads.
I tried to get her removed, the judge, from this case. And when we got the stenographer report, they weren't accurate. 8 people wrote affidavits to the next judge up telling them that they weren't accurate. And there's an audio tape in the courtroom. They won't release the audio tape. The audio tape
will
prove the stenographer falsified the court record.
Incredible.
Judges will not release that.
Are you allowed to, point of information, are you allowed to bring recording devices of your own into this court?
No, you're not allowed.
Wow, man. That is terrible.
Control. And there's a surveillance tape, and at one point in the courtroom, the judge threw her papers in the air and stormed out of the courtroom, took a recess to try to compose herself, and then she came back and she was just as bad then as when she left the courtroom. And they won't
you can't
give
get the surveillance tape either?
No, they won't give us the, where's the justice?
Where's the justice, but where's the public aspect of these trials? I mean, the whole thing is such a sham. And as Mark Stevens points out over at his website, Mark Stevens with a C, by the way, markstevens.net, the entire thing, the whole judicial system is nothing more than window dressing for violence. It's nothing more than a cover for violence against mostly peaceful people.
You got it. And it's the good old boys network. The police wouldn't investigate. I mean, it sucks.
Thanks for the call tonight. I'm sorry to hear that, but unfortunately, your story is not uncommon.
It is hitting your head against a wall over and over again to try to get some sort of truth or quote-unquote justice out of this. New Hampshire has the Judicial Conduct Committee, and 3 of the members of the Judicial Conduct Committee have the word "the honorable" before their name. And one of them has DDS as a title, and one of them has ESQ. Is that Esquire or something like that?
DDS, isn't that a dentist?
It could
maybe
be.
Maybe it's a lawyer
dentist,
thing.
So
I don't know.
I'm not saying that all of them are lawyers or judges, but certainly 3 of them have the honorable in front of them, which means they're either judges or possibly mayors. But
it's a very the honorable, I think, could mean like a state representative too, right? Or some sort of political office. But typically in a court situation, it means a judge. And when you actually submitted something to that particular committee, they basically bounced it right back in your face, even though you had video evidence of how their judge was behaving.
They just ruled that there was no judicial misconduct.
Even though you had researched their rules and discovered that he had absolutely broken their own rules. But the point you didn't realize at the time, I think, is that, and I certainly didn't know, nobody knew, that they actually have, they can break their own rules according to their rules. It's written right in. It's like the first rule in New Hampshire District Court rules, that the judge can waive any rule at any time.
But that doesn't mean they shouldn't follow the judicial conduct booklet. They still have to follow judicial conduct by the rules.
Maybe. Well, nobody will force them to, though, right? Like, you know, we tried to get them to take a look at this, and they've just bounced it right back at you. And it's so typical from across the country where people will see, they'll witness these judges losing it, freaking out, throwing people in cages for no reason whatsoever beyond the fact that their ego's been hurt or something like that. And then nothing comes of it. There's no justice available when the system is the victimizer, when the system is creating the the injustices of the world. It won't correct itself. There's no way for it to. For all of their supposed oversight and it's the best system in the world, this is what a lot of the people who defend it will say, the system still sucks. And there's a lot more that could be done to make it better. And just to make it clear that, you know, we're not just here to tear things down on Free Talk Live. There are solutions available. And one of the solutions, if you're going to keep the government monopoly court system, is to stop aggressing against peaceful people. That would be nice. It would be a nice step in the right direction. Like, you know, not arresting people for having a plant in their pocket, or not arresting somebody for blowing through a stop sign or something like that. Not doing the silly crap that they load up their court dockets with, and instead focusing on real crimes. That'd be nice. It'd be a step in the right direction. But to really have a truly accountable system, you need to have... you need to have the ability to opt out. And what I mean by that is not to to not be forced to fund something that is, in my opinion, inherently broken, something that is inherently corrupt and subject to the good old boys network. If they knew that you couldn't, if they knew that they couldn't get money out of you simply because you're going to pay taxes or else you might have your home stolen from you or worse, perhaps, then they would have to behave differently. If they knew that you were buying their services because they offered good services at a good price, then that would change how they behave. But they know that you can't do those things, and they know that you're going to pay the taxes. And so they just go right ahead, and they do whatever the heck they want to do. And they get away with it. Because they know that no matter how upset you are, you'll keep paying. And that's what I'll do. I'll keep paying until I'm finally so fed up that I am willing to put my house on the line and risk them stealing my home and kicking me out of it and, you know, destroying my livelihood, essentially, because my home is one of the most important things I have in my life. I'm not a rich man or anything like that. And I'm getting more and more sick and tired of it, Ryder.
But
I really am.
It wastes people's money, even if you're found not guilty. Maybe your case was continued once. That wastes your day in work. And in a true market situation, the person who asked for the continuance would probably be the one that pays all the expenses to continue it to another day.
Absolutely. There's more coming up here. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. By the way, cops are apparently being murdered. We'll tell you about it. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.